Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Today's meditation is titled Expectations. You know, this is a story that I heard many years ago, and I honestly can't trace its origin, but I really believe it's true. The story is about two neighbors, Mary and Joan. Mary had just recently retired from a prestigious private school, and Joan had just finished graduating. She received her graduate degree in teaching. And so they were kind of in a relationship where Mary was a mentor to Joan and often give her advice and encouragement. One day they were having coffee together after Joan had received her degree. Mary asked her, "So what are your plans? Where have you applied?" And Joan said, "Well, I've applied to all the school districts in the Tri-County area here, and I even sent out my resume and application to several school districts out of state. But I really don't want to move, but I need a job." Mary said to her, "Well, did you apply to the school where I worked?" Joan says, "Well, no, they wouldn't. I've never had a teaching job before, Mary. How in the world would they be interested in me?" And Mary said, "Why don't you just send them your application?" Well, lo and behold, Joan took Mary's advice and sent in an application, not thinking anything would come of it. And then one day she got a phone call. She had an interview at the private school where Mary had taught for so many years. Well, she went in and had the interview and came back and sat down with Mary, and Mary said, "Well, how did it go?" And Joan said, "Well, I don't know. I just don't have any sense that they're interested in me. I don't have any experience, Mary." And she said, "Why don't you just chill out? Hang in there. You never know what God has in plan for you." Well, guess what? Joan got a phone call. She got the job. She was to start in September. All excited, she went over to Mary's house and knocked on the door. And Mary came to the door and said, "I got the job, I got the job." And so they went in and they sat down and they were both so happy that Joan had gotten the job. Mary wanted to give her some inside information. So she told Joan, "Listen, this is how the school functions. The even hour classes, 2nd, 4th, 6th, and 8th, are the gifted students. The not-so-gifted students are the odd-hour classes, 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 7th-hour classes. But don't expect to get too many even-hour classes your first semester." Well, September came and Joan went to work at her new job. She was surprised with her schedule. It wasn't what she expected. She was given 2nd and 4th-hour English classes along with 5th, 6th, and 7th-hour classes. As the months went on, Joan would share with Mary how wonderful it was to teach the 2nd, 4th, and 6th-hour classes and how difficult it was to teach the 5th and the 7th-hour classes, especially that 7th-hour class. Wow. Oh, they were a real challenge. But she was open to learning how to encourage them more to become like the even-hour students. At the end of the semester, Joan went in for her teaching review. The English department head, Jill, asked Joan for her impression of how her first semester went. Joan started talking about the even hour students and how wonderful they were, and that she thought her area of growth would be in helping the less gifted ones, you know, in the odd hour classes. Jill looked confused. "What do you mean, Joan?" "Well," Joan said, "I understand that the school has a system which places most of the gifted students in the even hour classes and the not so gifted ones in the odd hour classes." Jill looked at Joan and said, "We stopped that program 2 years ago. We no longer separate our students based upon their IQs." Joan came to realize that her experience was that the students in her first semester did not perform based upon their IQs. They merely performed based upon Joan's expectation of them. Let that settle in. The students' performance were different, not because of their capacity, but because of their teacher's expectations. Take the rest of this time to meditate on this. Ask God, how does this story apply to my life?